This is Ozarks at Large. Since the COVID-19 pandemic hit Arkansas in March, more than 50 Marshallese community members in Northwest Arkansas have died from the virus, many during a particularly bad outbreak in the region this spring and summer. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek speaks with the daughter of one of the men who died about the mark COVID-19 will leave on her family and her small, tight-knit community.
Last month, Faith Laukin watched as a headstone was placed on her father's grave.
He cared about people deeply.
Laukin's father, Adelbert, died on July 20th.
That's just kind of how he was. He was just a very exuberant and loving, kind person.
He was also the life of the party.
He always greeted people with a smile and either a joke or just anything. He really loved to just make people feel good.
Ann Blaukin says her dad worked hard to provide for his family.
He had 7 kids. There were 7 of us.
He also took care of a lot of other people besides them.
It was a typical Marshallese household growing up in our house when I was a teenager. We had, my uncle and his family and their kids, and then my cousins, and I'm always just multiple people, and he never turned anybody away.
Laukin and her family moved to Springdale from Springfield, Missouri in 2013. And while it wasn't easy, she says it also felt like home.
So fortunately, I lived in the Marshall Islands for a little bit of time in the 90s. And so it is really a lot like living in the Marshall Islands. You have your family and that you don't even know, like you've not been raised around them or anything, but they know who you are through your lineage, through your parents, through your grandparents. And so they treat you as if they've known you for that long.
Which makes the loss of dozens of Marshallese community members from COVID-19 even more devastating.
The magnitude of this disease on our community has just hit us so hard. We've lost a lot of our elders, people that were pillars in our community, who were here to teach us about our culture and to keep the culture in the community. And it's just been so devastating to us.
Laukin says it's how the community will remember 2020.
It will be the year of COVID and all of the deaths in our families,
including that of her father.
I was visiting my dad and just like, talking to him because I just miss him. And then I just noticed that there were so many grave sites around him, like, oh my goodness. And there were more being dug.
Laukin's father was the first to get hospitalized after the entire family came down with the virus.
He was coughing pretty hard and was having trouble breathing. So he got checked into the hospital right away, got put on a ventilator.
Then Laukin had to get checked into the hospital herself. She describes COVID-19 as one of the worst illnesses she's ever had.
I cannot explain it, but I didn't know if I was going to make it. And so, it's a terrible sickness, COVID-19. It really is.
Since she was in the hospital already, Laukin says she was allowed to see her father before he was placed on a ventilator. After a month and a half, doctors determined he might be taking a turn for the better.
And then 2 days later, he died. It was so quick. Like, he was doing well, and then he died. It just seemed like that. And it was a shock to our family because we were like, wait, we were told he was doing better. What happened? Why is he now not better? Why has he passed away? And that's still something that I struggle with.
Laukin also wonders what would have happened had her parents had access to affordable health care all their lives.
They worked for Kraft Foods for over 20 years. And, they had health insurance. We always had health insurance. They paid taxes. And then they retired. And my dad went into the ministry. and he became a pastor. And, you know, he didn't have health insurance.
Her mother, she says, retired because of illnesses doctors still haven't been able to diagnose. As Compact of Free Association migrants, Marshallese adults aren't eligible for a Medicaid or a Medicaid expansion under the Affordable Care Act. So while they qualify for subsidies, the cost of marketplace health insurance can still be too much to afford for some families. Laukin says that's why her parents returned to work.
If they didn't have to worry about health insurance, like, could it have been differently? Could things have been different in our life? I know all things happen for a reason, and I don't question the cycle of life or anything like that, but I do question, could things have been made different, you know, better for them?
Laukin's parents had been in the U.S. for nearly 50 years, and she says they've paid taxes into a system that hasn't provided Marshall Islanders with federal benefits since 1996.
My mom is from Runglup Atoll, and that was the most affected atoll from the fallout of the nuclear testings that they did. My mom can never go back to her homeland.
The Republic of the Marshall Islands was the principal site of the U.S. nuclear testing program from 1946 to 1958, and it's considered to have the highest level of nuclear contamination in the world.
Our folks have suffered a lot, and it's not just COVID. It's not just COVID that our folks have suffered from. We've suffered from a lot of illnesses, and I believe those illnesses are nuclear related. I believe they are.
Between the contamination of the land and the displacement of thousands of Marshall Islanders, the U.S. nuclear program permanently altered the traditional diet and lifestyle of the Marshallese people. That's led to health disparities that have existed for decades prior to the COVID-19 pandemic. The Marshallese community now suffers from higher rates of chronic illnesses like diabetes, hypertension, and heart disease, all of which are considered coronavirus comorbidities. Marshall Islanders are also more likely to be considered essential workers, and many are employed by Northwest Arkansas's poultry industry. Laukin's parents both worked for Tyson Foods in Springdale, where hundreds of workers came down with COVID-19 this past spring and summer. But she says it's hard to say where her family ultimately contracted the virus.
I don't know where. I'm not going to say that they got it from work because they were very active in the community. My dad was very active in the community. I was very active in the community. Everyone was out in the community even during that time. I felt like I did not feel like I was going to get it. I don't know why I felt like we were immune to it.
Which is why Laukin is now imploring others to take COVID-19 seriously, wear masks, and practice social distancing.
It can change your life in the most awful way. Even if you feel like it's not going to affect you, it can affect you.
And while there's been a lot of sadness in her community these last few months, Laukin says there's also been a lot of resilience.
We see each family that's struggling, and we look for ways to try and help each family. And just to see the way the community has pulled together to help each other. And then to see the non-Marshallese community look into our community and see how can we pour love into them and how can we help them and during this time because they've recognized it.
Laukin says she and her family have been pouring their energy into a Marshallese food pantry established by the Arkansas Coalition of Marshallese back in August.
That's one of the ways that we have been dealing with it. Of course, we're really sad and we miss my dad every single day. My mom misses him every single day and my kids too. And we want to continue his legacy of love and continue his legacy of pouring into the community, being a part of the community in every way that he was.
Laukin's father was 69 when he passed away. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Zuzana Sitek.